We are continuing Daf Lamed Ches, and we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, talking about different mumin that disqualify the bechor from a carbon and allows you to eat it with shechita. Haris shel ayin shenikav shenifkam shenistak. The ris of the eye, which with the Gemara's explained means like the eye lid that was either punctured, that has a hole, nikav, or nifkam means like I got broken off a little bit, or nistak got split. So those are all mumin. Not a more mumin. Harebe einoy, if in his eye he has a dak, which is like a little bit covering over his eye, a little membrane that's over the eye. Some say it's a cataract, that type of thing. Or a tavlo, that means his eye is like mixed up. We'll see in a second what that means. And or a chilazoin, nachosh, and an einov is different type of growth that's in the eye. And those are all a mumin. And the Mishnah explains Ezu Tavlo, it's an example of Tavlo. It's Lavon, it's like the white of the eye. It goes through the ring that's around like the eye that sees. Let's see, you have your blue eye. So it goes white, goes through the black and into the eye. That's called Tavlo. Ezu Tavlo, Lavon, a Pesik Vesira of Nichnas Beshachar. It breaks through the Sira, like the Sira is like a ring, and it goes into the black of the eye. But if the black of the eye goes into the white part of the eye, that's not a mum. Rashi explains, because that's like the fat, it's called the fat of the eye, the white. It's not really part of the eye, it's like the fat of the eye, and that's not a mum. So talk to him on base. My haris, what's the ris? Amara papa, it's tura bar de enai. It's like the outer layer of the eye, which we call the eyelid. That's what this is. It's the outer cover of the eye, which is the eyelid. And that says if it has a crack or any type of notch or split, then the halacha is that is a mum. Dak tavlo, it says in the Mishnah, a dak or a tavlo is a problem of a mum. Now what's a dak? So we said a dak is like some kind of membrane covering, like a cataract, some kind of membrane covering the eye. Then we're going to talk about how deep this dak is. Tana baran, dak mashukah is a mum. If the dak is like sunk into the eye, that's a mum. Tzof einoy mum. If it's floating, it means it's like a raised, it's not very close to the eye, it's above the eye, that is not a problem. And that's just like some kind of membrane over the eye, and that's not a mum. The Bryce says the opposite, that the raised dak is a problem, and the deep dak deep membrane is not a problem. So it's a stereo. Like Kasha, Hava Shachar, Hava Lavan. Depends what color. No, it's my first thought, it means like this. Hava Shachar, Hava Lavan. It's like the black of the eye or the white of the eye. That's what I thought the chilek is. That by the black of the eye is one way. The other one's a white of the eye. We're right away as a kasha. Va'im mum in belavan. There's no. Our mishnah said there is no mum in the lavan because that's called the fat of the eye. El, you know what this means? Habadoik lavan v'doik shachar. Depends what color this membrane is. This cataract, what color is? If it's a white cataract, then we say that the sunken one is good. The floating one is no good. By a black cataract, it's the opposite. The sunken one is no good, and the floating one is good. By a black dak, and it's deep, that's a mum. Soch ain't a mum. Dak lava mashuk ain't a mum. A white dak is, if it's deep, it's not a mum. And it's soft, if it's floating, raise a mum. V'simonech barka. And the simon is barka. Barka, Rashi learns, is a type of mum. It's a type of disorder. It's a type of condition, which is cut on the surface of the eye, outside the eye. And so you see, and that's white. So just like that's a mum, same thing by dak is also a mum. That's answer the stira, because one's a white membrane, one's a black membrane. So the Mishnah Vayta, that's the Mishnah Vayta, three type of growths on the eye, no good. The chilazon, the nachash, and the enof. Bailu. Chilazon, hu nachash. Is chilazon the same exact thing as a nachash, or it means three things. Chalazon, nachash, or einav. For sure, einav is a separate thing. But maybe chalazon and nachash are the same thing. That's Gemara Shaila. So tomorrow, Tashama, bring a raya. Dom Rabbi Chana, Sochli, Yechim Merlozar. Rabbi Chana says from Yechim Merlozar, the Zokon Echrayev Shkunasenu, there was Rabbi Yechim Lazarova, there was a certain Godel Hadar, he was a Kayan actually, that lived in the neighborhood. His name was Rav Shimon Yosi ben Lekunya. I never passed in front of him because he was the God of Adar, so I wasn't covered to walk by him. You always let him walk in front of you. One time, he did walk in front of him. So Amali, instead of like being angry at him, he told him, sit down, I'm going to tell you a halacha. Amalei, Shev bini Shev. And he showed him on the animal. He says, Chalazin zeh, mum kavua shechalav. You see this chalazin in the eye? It's a mum kavua to shecht on it. He's teaching him halacha. V'zeh nachash amu chalman. This is the nachash that it says in the Mishnah. So you see from him, that nachash and chalazin is the exact same thing. He says, Chalazin zeh mum. He says, this is the nachash. So it's the same thing. The Gemara says, V'af apish amu yad b'ray mum la'atzmai. You're not allowed to look at a mum for yourself. You own a bechar. You're a kain. You're not looking at a mum for yourself. You have to get a paskin. But halacha is amar halacha l'tamidim. You could teach the halacha to your tamidim. Tamidim are aligned. Tamidim will be made to make the psak. You could teach them this is the halacha, and they make the psak. Break the Gemara. How can you believe this psak? He only said the psak maybe because he saw it had a chalazon. So he said, oh, that's the chalazon. But Amrav Abba, Amrav Huna called Tam Chokum Shmer Halacha. But any Tam Chokum says halacha, Imkay the Ma'aser Amrav. He said it before the story, before the case happened. Shemuel, you can believe him. This is a real halacha. Amlav in Shemuel. If not, you don't list him because maybe. You know, it looks like he's making up this halacha to cater to his case. So how do you listen to this psak? And the Gemara, Iunami Moira Bahav Mikara, he also already had told other people, he already had taught this halacha before, and therefore he could pass him with this. So the Gemara Vaita, in the Mishnah it says, what's a tavlul? Ezo tavlul, lovana pesik es asira. That the lovin goes into the black, and not that the black goes into the white. So, tomorrow, who's this Mishnah like? My sister's money. The Mishnah's going according to Rabbi Yaisi. It's going according to the man, the Omer Rabbi Yaisi, the tiny limited Rabbi. So, lovin v'nichnas b'shachar. If the lovin goes into the black, or shachar v'nichnas v'lovin, or the black goes into the white, either way, hareze mum. This is a mum. The Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds mum both ways. Not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yaisi, Omer, lovin v'nichnas shachar, hareze mum. Shachar, you know, if the white goes into the black, it's a mum. Shachar nechus lavan. If the black goes into the white, ain't a mum. That's not a mum. That's what he says. She'ein mum v'lavan. Because no mum in the white. There's no mum in the white. And the Gemara explains. My time Rav Yaisi. What's the reason for Rav Yaisi? And we spoke about this on the Mishnah already. We said the chsiv says in the pasuk, talking about Rasham, says yotzo mechelav v'neimer. It's coming out of the fat of the eye. And so we see. Tarba the Eina Ikri. We see that the fat of the eye, that's what it's called. But a name is Tom Eloy. It's not called Loy Ikri. It's not called the eye, ma'am. It's called the fat of the eye. See, we call the white the fat of the eye, and therefore, like a mumin, it's not called a eye. Ramei at my time, why does Ramei argue? He says, my lashon tavlo. Tavlo means Dovam of Valvas and I. Anything that mixes up the colors in the eye, that's called tavlo, and therefore, this is a mum, and you could shecht and eat it with this mum. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, more mumin in the eye. Chavarva, are white spots in the eye, or hamayim, it's like water in the eye, which means it's dripping, the water is dripping. Rashi learns that mayim in the eye means it's dripping. She'enem noitvais mayim, the eye is dripping water. These are hakavuim, they're both permanent, both the white flecks and the water in the eye are both. Kavuim, they're both permanent, that is called a mum. Now, how do you know what's called that's here to stay? It's called a kavua. Ezu chavarva kavua. So by the white spots, we go with time. Kol shoshoy shvayim yom. If he has these spots for 80 days, that's called a mum kavua. Rachinim and Tignes explains, how do you check for 80 days? You check it 3 times within 80 days. And Gemara says it means like every 26 and a half days and last them 27 days. So you have to check because it would go away. If it was a mum oiver, it would go away after 27 days. What are mayim kavuim? How do you know? By mayim kavuim, the way you know mayim is permanent is if you give him a certain refuah and see if it works. And the Mishnah says it got to be exact. The refuah has to be that you eat wet tuah first and afterwards yavish. So the Mishnah says like this: Ve'elam mayim kavuim. Ochel lach v'yavish al gesham. Eats, you know, fresh and dried tuah from the time of the year that's megashamim. Oh, not from the rain. Al kolach v'yavesh shalg shom from a field that needs rainwater. That is enough with rainwater. That's no good. Not enough for a fork. You need lach v'yavesh together. Lach v'yavesh shal shlochim. If you eat lach v'yavesh together of a field that needs irrigation by hand, also it's not enough for a fork. Oh, al kol yavesh al kolach. Or you ate first the dry and then the wet, then the fresh fruit. All these things ain't a mum. It's not a proof. It's a mum because you didn't do the right refuah. Still, you eat first lach and then afterwards yavesh, and you still don't get cured, then you know that that's a mum. They say it in the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Masnisimani. Who's our Mishnah according to? Because our Mishnah says two things. First of all, our Mishnah says you need 80 days. And also, our Mishnah says you need 80 days by Chavavar. So who is that according to? Rabbi Hudi. Tanya, Chavavar Kavua Arboam Yen. Rabbi Hudi says, Chavavar, if it's there 40 days already, the spots are there for 40 days, that's called Amom Kavua. Omayim Kavuim Shmani Yen. Omayim for 80 days. So to me, there's two things different than our Mishnah. First of all, Chavavar, our Mishnah says 80 days and says, Mayim, you need like a test. And here it says it's 40 days and 80 days for the Mayim Kavua. But Rashi doesn't speak this out. Rashi speaks out only the first part. Okay, the Rameya. Because this is all Rameya, our Mishnah can't be like Rameya. For sure, because of the reason of 40 to 80, and also the second reason also. Rabbi Huda says, Chavar v'shmoyim yayim is 80 days, and that's like our Mishnah, and the second part is our Mishnah also. Ve'el mayim kavum, how do you know the mayim, the water dripping out, is called a mum kavua? Because ochel lach v'yavish al beis habaal, if he ate lach, and then yavish, from a beis habaal, from a field that's come from rainwater, or lach v'yavesh shabeis hashlochim, or if you ate moist and dry food from a beis hashlochim, oy shachol yavesh v'achol lach, mum. Then it's not a good. All these things, if you ate first yavesh v'achol lach, it's not a raya that it's a mum because you didn't do the right refuah to it. Atyach yavesh achar lach. So you eat first the moist, the fresh fruit, the fresh food, and then you eat the yavesh, and you still get better, then it's a raya that this mum is kavua and didn't go away. You have to do this treatment for three months. You have to do this for 3 months, this refuah, for 3 months. We learned in the Mishnah that it sounds like in our Mishnah that the rainwater field and the field that you have to do by hand, irrigate it by hand, both of them work for refuah if you ate the lach first and the yavish. Ochel lach v'yavish shel geshamim. Lach v'yavish shel beis hashlochim. Either a field of geshamim or beis hashlochim. And if you ate the right one first, it was good. That if you ate the first, the fresh fruit first, and then the dry fruit, the food, it would be good. So it's not like Rabbi Hudo. It sounds like it has to be dafka from a beis habal, dafka from a field that was from a beis hashlochim, from a beis habal, dafka field that was watered. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, like either one, it makes a difference what field it is, as long as you did the lach first and the yavish. And the problem is, here, Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like it's dafka from a beis habal, which is a field that comes from rainwater. So Gemara, you're right. I've learned our Mishnah like that also. Chsuri Mas Baruch Ketani. This is our Mishnah, I've learned like that. Ocha lach v'yavish al geshamim harei zemum. If you ate, the fresh and dry food, and you ate it, then harei zemum, it's a raya. You eat it that way. Beis hashlochem ain't a mum. It's not a mum. And even the geshamim nami, even when you eat from the geshamim field, the field that is enough with rainwater, ochel yavish achel lach ain't a mum. If you ate it first the yavish, then the lach, it's not a mum. Until you eat the yavish, it's yachel yavish achar halach. So you eat the yavish and then the lach. So the bottom line is like this, that you have to take a field that's enough with rainwater, and you first eat the lach, and then you eat the yavish. First eat the moist, and then you eat the dry, and then if it doesn't get better after 3 months, it's a real mum. That's what comes out. So the rice is vital. Yes, it's 3 months. You do this treatment for 3 months. You take from Adar and Nisan, which is the month of Nisan, you do the moist food, and El of Tishrei Yavish, and El and Tishrei you do the Yavish, you do the dry. So it's only 4 months, Adar Nisan and El and Tishrei. So tomorrow, no, you read it like this: Ema Adar v'chatzi Nisan, which is 1.5 month lach. That's you do the fresh food, and El v'chatzi Tishrei Yavish do the dry food. Then that you do the dry food. As you can read it, doesn't mean. Itaka means a month and a half. Zokta Gemara, a boy who shouts like this. Do you have to dafka eat it bezman lach? You have to dafka eat it in Adar? Like Gemara, that's the Gemara I sound like told now. You have to do this 3 months treatment, do 1.5 months in the spring and 1.5 months in the fall. How does it work? Lach bezman lach, v'yavish bezman yavish. You do lach bezman lach in the spring and you do the yavish bezman yavish. You feed him the dry food in the fall, or don't malach for yavish malach. You do everything in spring. Give him all of it in spring. You have to give it all then. You don't have to wait everything till then. You could do it right away now and get him, you know, find out if it's mum right now. So the more Tosh Ma, bring a ride. This thing we just learned. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Oven. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shion. Adam Nisan Lach. Elv Tishu Yovich. Sounds like it's Adam Nisan Dur Lach and Elv Tishu Dur Yovich. So the Gemara, no. What he means to say, Dilma Peri the Elv Tishri. Ma'achil Leva Adam Nisan. Maybe it means the Paris of Elv Tishri. Not the, you have to eat it then. It's the Paris from that, those months, you eat it Adam Nisan. Those are dry already. And that you eat Adam Nisan. There's no riot to this. How much do you have to give him? How much of the food do you give him a day? Give him the amount of a dried fig every single day. So tomorrow then we'll go back to and explain exactly when you give it to him. And that will be on tomorrow's daf and daf lametas.